here's a story from The World.
In Turkey, there are a few thousand people who trace their ancestry back hundreds of years to the Byzantine Empire, to a group known as the Rum. Many of them speak Greek, practice Orthodox Christianity, and despite forced deportations in the 20th century, they've remained in Turkey. A writer in Istanbul has a new novel out, and her story is set in this small, tight-knit community. She took a walk through one of Istanbul's former Rum neighborhoods with reporter Duri Buscarin.
Before we meet, Nektaria Anastasiadu has one request. No personal questions. About where she was born, about the first time she visited the neighborhoods in the book. She wants her novel, A Recipe for Daphne, to speak for itself, as a window into her community from the outside world. That's why she wrote the book in English.
It's always represented as like, okay, there's only this one little butcher left on the corner, and when he dies, it'll all be over, kind of thing. There is so much liveliness. So I wanted to present our community as I feel it is, not as I feel it's been represented.
We meet for a walk in the streets of Çukurcuma, a tony tree-lined district of cafes and historic apartment buildings on a hill above the sparkling Bosphorus Strait. It's here where, in her novel, we meet Fenice, an elderly gentleman who's been diagnosed with vascular dementia and refuses to accept it.
He refuses his diagnosis. Just as I feel in the Rum community, we need to refuse the diagnosis that's been given us. We give it to ourselves, then the outside world gives it back to us, and we keep this vicious cycle going of saying that we're the last, we're done.
In the 19th century, Greek-speaking Rums lived in communities all over modern-day Turkey. This Istanbul neighborhood was home to some of the community's urban elite. During World War I, hundreds of thousands of Rums, Armenians, and Syriac Christians were killed or forced to leave Turkey. A second wave of deportations happened in the 1960s. Over the years, Çukurcuma fell into disrepair. It's since become regentrified by artists and expats, and is now one of the city's pricier neighborhoods.
I did have Fanis come through here in the novel.
We walk past an antique shop that keeps a display of marble sinks salvaged from old houses out front in the sunshine.
He looks at these old marble kitchen sinks, and he wonders how many meals that he had eaten at friends' houses had been prepared by some of these sinks.
Indeed, food is a central theme of this book. It's a frequent topic of conversation, and it's often the way that characters show their love. The title itself, A Recipe for Daphne, refers to a baker's search for a long-lost recipe of an Ottoman pastry. This pastry actually inspired the book. Anastasiadu says an elderly Rum gentleman told her about this recipe that nobody makes anymore.
And he said it was like an eclair and it had different colored creams inside.
Chocolate, vanilla, cardamom, rose, pistachio, saffron, mastic, and the root of an orchid.
He said that each cream represented one of the Balkan people, so that as a whole the pastry represented harmony.
We make our way onto the crowded pedestrian thoroughfare and turn into an alleyway crowded with jewelry sellers and shops. It opens into a courtyard used as a tea garden in non-COVID times. On the right is a hat shop run by a lady whose Rum.
I mean, it's one of the very last shops, regardless of what kind of shop it is this hat shop here.
On the left is a gate leading to the Mother Mary Church, a Rum Orthodox church that also appears in the novel. Anastasiadu drops coins in the donation box and lights two candles. She places them directly next to each other so that they share a flame. Entering the gates of this church complex, she says, is a bit like coming home. Here, you'll speak Greek, not Turkish. In the church, where Orthodox Christians stand for prayer, the places are marked with names.
They all still have the names of people who are mostly dead or gone. So you think about those people, you look at the name. But you walk in, you see your friends. And I think that's more important than who's not there. It's the people who are there.
Anastasiadu's book passes as a light escapist novel with a love story. But at its core, it's a meditation on identity and the scars of history. Is it possible to have a future in a place where your community was once targeted and expelled? To Anastasiadou, the answer is a clear-eyed yes. For The World, I'm Derry Buscarin, Istanbul. From PRX.